Whoever denies me before others will be denied before the angels of God. Whoever acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will acknowledge before the angels of God. And then there's the man who's not forgiven if he blasphemes against the Holy Spirit. So it's persevering in good will get you to heaven, and persevering in evil will make you lose your soul and will be a blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Those who are persevering in rejecting the graces of God and the Holy Spirit, rejecting the truth, rejecting religion, rejecting God, consistently and with stubbornness, is the sin of the Holy Spirit, which would make it virtually impossible to convert, and so you lose your soul. On the other hand, we are striving to persevere in saying yes to God, yes to grace, yes to religion, yes to God, yes to Jesus, striving to love him with all our heart. It's only love that makes us faithful. If we love our family members or our friends, we'll be faithful to them in good times and bad, in sickness and health. Even if they offend us, we'll forgive them. Strong love makes us faithful to the end. And that's what we're striving for. We're striving to have a love that's so strong for God that we could even withstand torture and death for our Lord. We never want to deny him, which doesn't mean that we're not weak like St. Peter, who did deny our Lord but repented immediately and wept bitterly, and then eventually did die for Jesus and was faithful for the rest of his life, because he did love God. He just was overcome by weakness and overcome by pride, trusting in himself. But we can't, we have to be aware of that pride, but always rely on the grace of God and not trusting ourselves, but begging for that to be more and more filled with the love of God. And maybe it's helpful to think of how we treat our neighbor. If we are faithful to our neighbor, we'll be faithful to God. If we're not faithful to our neighbor, well, maybe we won't be faithful to our Lord. If we're not faithful in charity towards our neighbor, even being willing to die for them, will we die for our Lord? So we're called even to die for our neighbor, who we can see. Maybe we can more easily see. Are we going to persevere in faithfulness to God if we persevere in charity to our neighbor?